From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. MU's Office for Civil Rights and Title IX received reports in August alleging Delta Upsilon fraternity members gave pledges drugs to incapacitate and sexually assault women. Documents obtained by the Columbia Daily Tribune show a number of complaints against the fraternity. MU's Title IX Administrator Ellen Eardley wrote that the office received a report that active members allegedly provided new members with pills and instructed them to drug women prior to engaging in sexual activity. She wrote new members allegedly were required to engage in such conduct in order to complete the initiation process. This comes weeks after the University of Missouri suspended the chapter over its alleged role in a racially charged incident this September. Requests for comment from the fraternity's local chapter and national organization have not yet been returned, but late last night, the fraternity's official Twitter account posted a tweet refuting claims made in the documents. A plan to improve Fulton's stormwater system is in the works after the city council met on Tuesday. The city plans to build a new drainage system that would divert the rainfall to nearby Stinson Creek. The city council heard the winning bid of almost $200,000 for the project from contracting company Kaufman & Sons Excavating of Jefferson City. The city's director of administration, Bill Johnson, says he hopes to have the project done by the end of this year. Winston Churchill fans convened in Fulton yesterday to celebrate the 70th anniversary of his Iron Curtain speech. KBIA's Carter Woodiel reports.
The slate of festivities on the campus of Westminster College commemorated the day when Winston Churchill visited Fulton with President Harry Truman in March 1946. There, he would give one of his most influential speeches ever about the dangers of the Soviet Union. British House of Lords member Alan Watson, author of a new book on two of Churchill's most famous speeches, attended the event. He says Churchill's visit left a mark on the town of Fulton that can still be felt today.
I think what Churchill basically gave to Fulton was its membership of history. He made this a really important place.
Museum Director Timothy Riley said a top priority for the museum looking ahead is inspiring young people to learn about Churchill's life and impact on the world. Carter Woodiel, KBIA News.
Columbia is now the second city in Missouri to join the White House's Police Data Initiative program. The Columbia Police Department's crime analyst will release data on racial profiling and officer-involved shootings. The department's public information officer, Brianna Larimer, says the data should help with transparency.
We want to ensure that our data is providing a full picture of what's really going on within our department and within, you know, officer stops and things like that.
President Obama launched the program in May of 2015 to improve accountability and transparency between police and citizens. Missouri voters will decide in November whether to enact limits on campaign donations. Amendment 2 has support from key political leaders, but also skepticism over its effectiveness. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
The constitutional amendment would cap contributions to state-based candidates at $2,600. It would also restrict the ability to transfer money between campaign committees. The measure has support of big-name political leaders, including Democratic gubernatorial nominee Chris Koster.
No one really could have imagined that we would go from $25,000 contributions to $1 million and $2 million contributions, and there's no sense really that we're at the end of the line either. We could be 4 years from now and be seeing $5 million contributions.
The amendment wouldn't limit donations to committees that aren't linked to a candidate or party, and that's troubling to Republicans such as GOP Secretary of State nominee Jay Ashcroft.
If government, through a couple of words in a statute that's going to get enacted, can decide that Company A gets an extra $100 million versus Company B, that big money is always going to find its way into the process.
The proposal doesn't limit donations to municipal or county candidates, which could create a loophole. Someone could raise unlimited money for a city or county office and then use that cash for a state-based office. Officials with the Missouri Ethics Commission could look into whether that scenario would be legal if the amendment passes and survives an expected legal challenge. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.